The amount of patience you need as a conscious mompreneur is, I don't know, over the moon, right? Welcome to In Divine Flow, your podcast for conscious mompreneurs. Let us gather all that we have and let us transform all that what we've learned so far into a higher timeline, right? Because we somehow need to step into a higher timeline once we step into motherhood. And part of this is patience, right? Have you noticed that you need far more patience than ever before when it comes to mothering? But then when it comes to building or continue building your business or getting back into your business or even getting onto a new path, you need so much more patience because plans shift all the time. As you might know, my daughter was really, really, really sick. And whenever she started having symptoms again, I had to throw all my plans away for at least a couple of weeks, not days. And because we had to go to the hospital, stay for a while. And this taught me so much about patience that when I got to get back into business, I knew that this patience is needed here as well. And so let us talk about patience, and I will try to give you some of my best tips on how to get more patient. And also maybe from a higher perspective. So I try to get in divine flow again, get into the flow again, get into connection to a higher source and channel a little bit of wisdom on patience for you this episode. And when you have time, I feel like right now it's coming through. I feel like we will do some energetic downloads for patience, because this is like the number one virtue we need as mompreneurs, right? So if you have time and when you're listening to this and you do something else, it's okay. It will probably still go into your system. But if you have time, I know probably it's a bit hard, but if you can listen to this episode again when you have a little bit more quiet time and can sit down and maybe even get into a meditative state, then those energetic downloads will possibly get even deeper into your DNA. And I feel like we start with this right now. So no matter if you are busy and you're doing it while cooking or driving or something, just, you know, try to visualize that those energetic downloads, those energetic words that I will now channel and speak for you, that they go through into your crown chakra, like the highest point on the seventh chakra, the highest point. It's in the backside of the head. That the words, the feelings, because it's more about a feeling, that they energetically go into your crown chakra and then spread in your body. And what it does is that it really rewires your DNA so that your system can hold those feelings and knows those feelings. If it hasn't done so before, it will from now on be easier. Yes, you will get tested on it, don't worry. Your patience probably will be tested even more in the next days once you've done this exercise. But that's okay, because your capacity for patience just expanded. And it's just a way from the universe to test you. So if you become a part of my Divine Superpower Initiation on the 18th of April, there we will do much, 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 much more energetic downloads, and you will get tested afterwards as well. Be sure to be part of this initiation and ceremony, because it will be even bigger than what we're doing right now. But let's start with a little expansion in energy when it comes to patience, number one virtue we really need as conscious mompreneurs. So if you can, just take a deep breath in to start. And a deep breath out. And again in. And out. Okay, bear with me here now. No matter where you are, just say an inner yes or an outer yes, like a loud yes, whatever I say right now, and that what you want to have downloaded in your system. If you don't want to have it, what I say, you just don't say anything, that and then it will not be downloaded into your system. It's a bit like downloading a software where you can click yes, I want to download on my computer now. So you can do this now with your energetic conscious system as well. So I will give a statement or ask a question. And whenever you want that feeling to have in your system, you say yes to yourself. Do you want to know how it feels like to be patient, to have patience? To really feel deep down in your body that you do not need to rush anything, that patience is your natural superpower. If you want to have that, say yes, yes, yes. And I will download it into your body right now. Do you want to know, and do you want to learn how to be patient in any kind of situation that is coming towards you, that you cannot change in that moment? The only thing that you can do is be patient with it while you're in it, while it's coming at you, and while it's over as well. Say yes. Do you want to feel deep down in every single cell of your body, that it's a natural state of yours to be patient with yourself and to be patient with others? Do you want to know that it's possible for you to be patient with yourself? Be patient with yourself in the state that you are in. In the place that you're in, that possibly maybe there is not a lot that you can do right now to expand, but expand inside of you. Be patient and expand in your patience right now. And you want to know that maybe that's the only thing that you are able to do right now, and the only thing that you're about to learn right now, and the only virtue that is the most important thing in your journey as a mother and a conscious mompreneur. And now feel into your body and your cells and your system and answer this question. How does it feel like to be patient? How does patience feel like in your body? Is it being steady and grounded and calm? Now I will download for you the perspective of the higher perspective of patience. Because sometimes we ourselves give it a title, right? Patience is something that maybe you define it as something that is not a good thing, right? But maybe in your system, the definition of patience just needs to be from a higher source. So let's download this, okay? Do you want to know the definition of patience from a higher source? Do you want to know how it feels like to be patient and what the perspective of a higher source, a higher consciousness is on patience? Say yes and feel like how it comes into your body, and then answer this question again. What does patience mean? Not to you, but from a higher purpose, from a higher consciousness, from a higher source. So right now I get a feeling of this definition as well myself. I will give you a little bit of insights, but really make it like see what you got and how patience for you feels like from a higher source. So now for me, it feels like when we operate from patience, we know that there is a higher timeline, and we know that there is a divine timing, and we know that we can be patient right now because everything will align in its order, in the right time, in the right place. We do not need to rush anything. We do not need to rush our babies, our toddlers, our children. We do not need to rush ourselves, our expansion, our healing. We do not need to rush cleaning the household while being present with our children. There's a kind of patience that knows that patience is enough, that you can be patient with yourself, and that it's a good thing, that is something desirable. Right? Who thinks that patience is desirable, really? Like, in the end. And you gotta be able to expand into this patience, but only once you know in your body that it's okay to expand in your patience, right? Because if you are really don't want to be patient, it's never going to land in your body, right? So, a little task for you. When we did this exercise, did you feel resistance? And if you did, then this is probably a bigger topic than just getting the feeling and the energetic feeling downloaded in your body. Then there might be a way, it might be good to look at it at a deeper level. I don't know if I've told you here in the podcast, but I am offering theta healing sessions again. Just check out Instagram, and I will put the link in the show notes for booking theta healing sessions. If you have a bigger issue with patience, then there might be a story behind it that we can unblock on a deeper level. We can do that in session. Other than that, if you want to expand even more in your patience and in your divine superpower, let's come together and celebrate this. Create a ceremony out of getting into this initiation, and I will lead this initiation on the 18th of April. And if you want to join, just click the link below. I will do this probably this one time only, so make sure to get initiated into your divine superpower as a conscious mompreneur. And I'd love to have you with me there in this ceremony. And I hope you really like this exercise, because they're very powerful exercises, those energetic downloads. You can do those again and again and again if you like. I love seeing you on this podcast again next week. And if you feel like there's another conscious mompreneur out there who needs to hear this, needs to expand in their patience, please, please click and send this podcast to someone else who needs to hear this right now. You can do it. I know that it's not always easy. And one more thing I want to add is that be good to yourself if you haven't managed this patience game yet. It's okay to also be angry and to also not be patient sometimes, and be aware of it, because only if you're aware of it you can change it, right? And there's another thing. If you feel like you're exploding, you're nearly exploding, get out of the room. Get your partner to take over and get those feelings out, because probably they're not even related to the situation or issue that tested your patience. Because probably they're related to a bigger issue or a bigger thing, or that you need help, or that you need more support, and that you need space to process your emotions otherwise. Because as mothers, emotions are, you know, thrown at us, and we have to handle them, and you need space to handle them. So there's often a different kind of message behind losing our patience. So this is something that's dear to my heart. Please let us be good to ourselves. Because we don't need to be bad with ourselves. Really, 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 really. Make sure to be good to yourself, mom. Okay, love to you. Thanks for joining in Divine Flow. See you next week for the next episode. Mwah.